We begin today's podcast with the final part of the article on the ancient Taoist techniques for testicular breathing, which will help you become more virile and have a better control over your sexual energy. This will be followed by an in-depth look at Shakti, the fundamental tantric concept. In the tantric cosmology, the term Shakti defines an unbelievable and complex aspect of the universe, which bears numerous nuances, including cosmic creative force, mother who gave birth to everything, cosmic energy, seductive woman, devoted sister, bestower of divine gifts, and many, many more. In keeping with this theme, we meditate on the powerful state of Shakti, who is always full of love. Tiger Lily and Valentina will keep you company through today's revelations. Testicular Breathing, Part 7. The next important point is located in the back of the neck, at the base of the skull. Breathe as previously indicated, pumping the energy to the perineum, sacrum, the middle of the back, and then the base of the skull. Act in the same manner as previously mentioned, storing the energy until you feel it bursts, and then focus your attention on the next point. Pai Hu, placed on the crown of the head, makes you feel the straw all the way. This means that you do not need to stop anymore. Push the sacrum backwards a little to straighten the back and make the action of the sacral pump easier. Pull back your chin and contract the area behind the neck to activate the cranial pump. Keep your focus on the crown of the head. Due to the ascension of the energy to the head area, you may feel a little dizzy or even have a distinct feeling that you are rotating. After performing this technique, you will feel refreshed and invigorated. The energy which you sublimated will contribute to your memory, making it more accurate, and thus you will be able to sustain an intellectual activity for a longer period of time without getting tired. This is the beginning of your control over the sexual impulses and frustrations. Seminal energy is then transformed into vital force. Usually, regular people at old age have lost so much of their vital and mental energy that the effects are alarming. Nonetheless, testicular breathing brings additional energy to the brain, revitalizing it. The Taoists consider their sexual energy highly important for mental activity. Finally, bring the sexual energy from the testicles to the head during one inhalation only. In the beginning, try to go over each point in particular until you perceive the opening of the posterior channel. After this, focus your mind simultaneously on the level of the testicles and on the crown of the head, and thus make the energy ascend directly from the sexual area to the head. In time, you'll begin to objectively perceive the sensation of coolness from the practice. Never hurry, and always perform the specific contractions for each of the pumps. However, use mainly your mental force and the physical one as little as possible. You may perform the exercise, dance of the testicles, or the testicular breathing, in any place, in the subway or in your car, or while watching TV in your office or in bed. The main requirement is that your back is straight, the chest relaxed, and the scrotum suspended. Use the testicular breathing to tone your pelvic diaphragm. At each movement of the pelvic diaphragm, the inferior part of the abdomen is massaged, and the vital energy flows into this area in the rhythm of the breath. Simultaneously, the glands and vitalizing organs.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Shakti, a fundamental tantric concept. Part 1. In the tantric cosmology, the term Shakti defines an unbelievable and complex aspect of the universe, which bears numerous nuances, including cosmic creative force, mother who gave birth to everything, cosmic energy, seductive woman, devoted sister, terrible power who destroys all limitations, goddess who grants divine gifts, feminine force residing especially in the beautiful, spiritual, and vital women, fundamental energy known as Kundalini Shakti, etc. The tantrics assert that in order to define Shakti, one has to know her. The problem arises once one gets to truly know what Shakti is, because then any attempt to classify it disappears, as any concept cannot comprise the sublime of Shakti, regardless of its potential degree of philosophical value. According to the tantric view of Shakti, she has innumerable ways of manifesting herself. She is the famous energy Kundalini, or the snake coiled at the base of the spine, immense energy that yogis awaken and contemplate with fascination and fear equally, totally charmed by it. Nevertheless, the snake is merely a symbol of the spiritual path, not the path itself. The divine energy, Shakti, as tantric philosophy has it, cannot be confined in any form, formula, or ritual. Subtle as the earth, imperceptible as the water, bright as the fire, free as the air, infinite as space, she traverses all elements belonging to this world without assuming the identity of any. The renowned master Vimalananda said once that speaking of enlightenment without knowing Shakti is simply a joke. There is a Hindu myth about how Shakti first appeared. The importance of this myth is in its symbolism. The legend says that a monstrous demon, Mahisa, was threatening the foundation of the universe itself and the existence of all the gods. Brahma and the whole pantheon called Shiva and Vishnu for help. Enraged, the gods emitted their energies as a fire coming out from their mouth. These different divine flames unified into one as a burning cloud and finally took the shape of a goddess with 18 arms. This goddess, Shakti, was the one who succeeded in defeating the demon and at the same time saving the universe. The important thing to note here is that as the gods scream, they have somehow restored their energies to the primordial force, the source from which everything emerged in the very beginning. In Tantra, Shakti represents the force of transformation and regeneration, an extraordinary ascendant force that may lead to ecstasy. Furthermore, according to the same sources, Shakti represents the beatific force of orgasm, the thrill of sexual pleasures, amplified through the profound fusion between two lovers. She is the divine game of love itself. She is also called Lalita or Lila, both meaning the one who plays. Tantra says, everything perceivable through the eyes is definable in terms of frames of mind, but not her who is the mother. And she is ineffable and beyond perception, conception. Having a form, she nonetheless is formless. The tantrics have distinguished two aspects in which she becomes manifested, static and dynamic. Shakti is Maya, or the illusion, who appears as the phenomenal world and hides the absolute consciousness from the ignorant. As subtle and undifferentiated energy of the universe, she is Parashakti. These forms are not separated, but coexist in a fundamental manner. In her supreme form, Shakti is identified with Mahadevi or Mahamaya, the great goddess, the power who creates and destroys, often represented as the mysterious uterus from which everything emerged and in which everything dissolves. In the tantric cosmology, the whole universe, the macrocosmos, is considered to have emerged and to be permanently sustained by two forces, opposed in terms of polarity, Shiva, the masculine, and Shakti, the feminine. The sacred books, the Tantras, speak of the goddess Dakini, totally and eternally free, who is the supreme absolute itself. When there exists nothing, sun, moon, planets, nothing else but the void, then and there my divine formless mother exists. For the well-known master Sri Aurobindo, the cosmic mother, always mediates between the human personality and the divine nature, facilitating the access to the latter. She is the colossal force who supports the biologic, psychic, affective, and mental processes of the human being. She does not manifest only through the laws of nature, but also through the processes of life, through attitudes, frames of mind, etc. Everything that is movement, and consequently life, microcosmic or macrocosmic, is in reality the action of Shakti, the cosmic mother, who embraces everything and is at the same time beyond everything.
Let us perform a meditation on the theme, the spiritual force of Shakti, who is always full of love. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The spiritual force of Shakti, who is always full of love. Let us begin. that's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.